So, in every class, there's a lot of discussions, but then there's that certain question that comes up that you got to sort of go into the weeds on and really talk about it and think about it, and there's controversy all over it,
yeah,
and I suppose
it can be
the question,
uncomfortable, yeah.
Yes, what about masturbation? So why don't we just talk about it?
Okay. What is masturbation? Experiencing sexual pleasure and or sexual release through thoughts and self-manual stimulation of body areas.
Okay, I think we do know that.
Theological discernment. Biblical. The Bible talks about sexual thoughts and practices. Theological. The study of Bible references to develop a teaching and a practice. Loving. Whatever is made into a teaching must be loving to God and your neighbor. God glorifying. Whatever you do, you must not make it into an idol or a form of worship rather than of elevating God as your highest pursuit. Freedom. There are areas of life that you will exercise your freedom to decide how to live and act. Let that freedom give you benefit, not enslavement.
So, before we even start talking about masturbation, we really should have a theological framework, because the practice of masturbation is not condemned in the Bible, nor is it talked about very much. So to just say, well, you know, we're quoting a scripture that says do or don't masturbate, that is not something that's easily seen in the Bible. So therefore,
right.
We need to go to the matrix of theological discernment. And this, by the way, applies to a lot of things. So, for instance, in the future when the metaverse comes out and people are wearing glasses all the time, we have to go back to something like this and ask, okay, how what
is
biblical
it?
Things talk about, what theological, what's loving. For instance, here's an example, if everything checks out, but loving, we're never with people anymore, zero
right.
time.
Is it God glorifying?
Is it God glorifying? I mean, all
yeah.
of these things.
Is it a freedom or is it actually an enslavement? Are you becoming enslaved?
Right, exactly.
To it?
So,
is it mastering you?
So yeah. Masturbation fits into that category
right.
before we even begin right. talking about it.
Yes.
So.
Is it condemned in the story of Onan in the Bible?
And many people who talk about masturbation go immediately to the story.
It has been used in
yes.
the past for that. But no, Onan's offense was that he willfully avoided impregnating his widowed sister-in-law. Carrying on the family line was the custom in those days, and it was expected of the next brother to do that.
Right.
So Genesis 38, verses 8 through 9. Then Judah said to Onan, lie with your brother's wife and fulfill your duty to her as a brother-in-law to produce offspring for your brother. But Onan knew that the offspring would not be his. So whenever he lay with his brother's wife, he spilled his semen on the ground to keep from producing offspring for his brother.
Okay, so what was happening there was not masturbation, it was disobedience.
Yes.
Okay.
Is masturbation mentioned as okay in the Bible? Yes, once in the marriage relationship context in Song of Solomon 5, 3 through 6. I have taken off my robe. Must I put it on again? I have washed my feet. Must I soil them again? My lover thrust his hand through the latch opening. My heart began to pound for him. I arose to open for my lover, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with flowing myrrh on the handles of the lock. I opened for my lover, but my lover had left. He was gone. My heart sank at his departure.
So this concept of myrrh would be some of the juices of the human body, and many commentators believe that she was preparing herself through a form of masturbation for their wedding encounter or their marriage encounter.
Right.
Okay, so again, what I like about Song of Songs, it's not negative on touch, it's not negative on the human body.
Right.
And if you think about masturbation in some ways, can you ever touch yourself in a rousing way? I don't think we would go there. So then at what point is it okay and what point is it? You can see why the scripture doesn't get in those weeds.
Right.
And here's an example of that.
Theological discernment through practice, sexual thought practice and masturbation. Sexual thoughts about sexual intimacy and marriage. Sexual thoughts should be about sexual intimacy and marriage.
Yep.
Desire for sexual marriage pleasure.
So
that desire.
So here's if masturbation is something that's a yes for you, it would be in the context of the marriage relationship, marriage thoughts, fantasy, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Because to say masturbation is okay and you just masturbate to the images and worldviews of the world would automatically say that masturbation is not
right.
okay for
right.
a Christian.
Right.
Whether single or married.
Right.
Okay.
Where does sexual sin start? Sexual sin starts in the thoughts. Someone does not have to masturbate to have their mind lost in sexual sins. Proverbs 6:25, do not lust in your heart after her beauty or let her captivate you with her eyes. Matthew 5:28, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
Right. Boy, have I met people in my ministry that, you know, they were absolutely against masturbate. I don't masturbate, you know, and I mean, it's amazing what other men will tell men on a golf course.
Right.
But they're always looking at somebody and, oh, look at her and look at that. And, oh, you know, it's like, you know, it's like there is definitely an issue there.
Right.
So yeah. Masturbation is specifically is not the issue that Jesus says. Mm-hmm. It's what's in your heart and mind.
Yep, yeah, in your thoughts, yeah.
Next, let's talk about whether or not it's okay for singles to masturbate.
1 Corinthians 7, verse 9. But if they cannot control themselves, they should marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 9. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak.
Now, it's interesting how Paul acknowledges a burning.
Right.
You know, in the case of, mm-hmm. you know, they shouldn't burn, they should marry. In other
right.
words, what I like is he gets very practical.
Yes, he does.
He's saying, and I could see that type of thinking when it would come to your own thought, should you masturbate, shouldn't you not masturbate? If you're a minister, if that question comes up, how should that be dealt with? On one level, we know that the Bible doesn't exactly prohibit it. There's theological or other cases involved in this. But the Apostle Paul gets very practical, and I think that every instance has a practical side to it. And if you're single and you're 19 years old and a male or a female and you really want to be married but nothing is in a prospect for you, and then you go off to a college or university and all of a sudden new temptations come, it might be better to say, you know, I'm going to release my sexual tension and develop a way to keep your mind and thoughts in a future marriage situation without putting someone's face to your mind or imagination or something, because you have a practical issue there.
Right.
Because becoming sexually immoral is not an option for you.
Right.
So, you know, I can see where that, you know, and I can see other cases where, as a minister, you might help a family deal with a unique situation as
right.
well.
Right. Right. All right. Is it permissible and beneficial for a married couple to masturbate? 1 Corinthians 6:12. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
You know, that again, there's an example where that's in the relationship of the couple.
Right.
And that's great. Now, I know that there are some men who travel a lot in business, and they want to stay free from pornography. And one of the things that I know as a minister, talk to your spouse. How are you going to get a plan? And masturbation may be part of that plan, because mm-hmm. pornography is out.
Right.
But again, that's a discussion that can be
right.
you know, held together.
With a couple.
And,
yeah.
and what are they in? It's, does it benefit? Is it loving to the married couple?
Right. Mm-hmm. Is masturbation with pornography okay in marriage? No. Job 31, verse 1. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl.
Right. There's some social science counseling out there that says, hey,
right.
you're married, just, you know,
yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Utilize pornography as that to spice up your marriage. But, no, it's,
no.
It's, yeah.
No, marriage is between one man and one woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we teach our children about masturbation? Song of Solomon 8, verses 8 and 9. We have a young sister and her breasts are not yet grown. What shall we do for our sister for the day she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. If she is a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar.
What's that about is about preparation of your children.
Right.
And where does the masturbation issue comes up and how can that be talked about in a way? It's the birds and the bees talk. I think Ruth Bucis addresses
some of that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I won't get further in that, but I think it's important stuff to really talk about in ministry.
Yes.
Well, we're going to be going on to the next one here. I see that next slide.
You know, whoops, surprise.
You know, just to sum it up, in the end of the day, what we're all about is what is loving? What can serve the Lord? How can we as ministers get things out in the open so there's joy and there's fulfillment and there's love? And it's really that theological thing in this. I'll just end with that. That since it's not directly mentioned in the Bible, it's that, you know, is there a biblical, is there a theological, is there a loving, is there a God glorified, is there a freedom, and how are all those things connected in that discussion?
Right.
And as you decide how you understand masturbation, we're not telling you. I know in various cultures of the world, in Africa, there's a different take on this entirely than America and Europe, but that's your discernment as a minister.
Yes.
We're sincerely giving our observations and our belief about this,
right.
But we don't want to tell you.
From our cultural standpoint, yes.
From our cultural standpoint, where marriage is delayed and all the other things, our goal is to lead in a way that brings blessing and honor to God for as many people as possible.